Welcome to Samuel Construction Group. One moment, we're connecting your call.
Hello.
Hi, Samuel?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi. Sorry, I'm not sure how we got disconnected there, but I just wanted to give you a call back. Is this still a good time?
Yes.
Okay.
I was just online with somebody else here for a few seconds.
Okay. Did you need me to hold? I'll be more than happy to wait.
Okay. Okay, go ahead. I'm talking. So, you were saying? Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, so I want to make sure we get the correct location. So now that we are creating this new campaign, we're going to base the campaign out of the 188 Thomas Johnson Drive address.
Uh-huh.
I just want to make sure that's correct, right?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, and then as far as the mile radius, how far out should we go? Should we be going 40, 50 miles out? I know that right now we have other areas in your, like, for example, we have service areas in the back office that are, you know, Columbia, Eldersburg, Frederick County, Frederick. I don't know if you want to focus your ads in all those areas, or do you want to just focus locally? What would you prefer? What would be a good mile radius?
If you were the person who was doing my ad, I would ask your recommendation. What do you recommend?
Okay.
You know, but
well,
since you're, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so with my experience, I would suggest if we're starting with like a lower daily budget, like for example, if you're only wanting $10-$20 per day, then I would suggest focusing just, you know, locally to keep it from spreading out too far or too thin,
mm-hmm.
if that makes sense.
Yes.
But it's really going to be up to you. I would suggest starting with just like your immediate area or within like 40, 50 mile radius, I think is a more than good place to start.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. I wanted just to see, you're saying that, but I even have another question. Are we going to work by budget and also because they said you do scheduling? You mean that I have to show on a certain time? I don't know if that is what you guys are going to do. Because the guy I was talking to like the other day was suggesting something else. I don't know. How are you guys going to do? By budget? You're going to schedule by budget or by time, by schedule?
So the way it works is we set them to your schedule so that you're actually able to, you know, pick up the calls when they find your ad.
Okay.
So we'll run them.
Why? You run them?
Yeah, so we're going to run them with your business hours now, but there's also a daily budget. So, like, let's say, for example, if you want to do $20 per day, they're only going to run during your business hours, but as soon as that $20 is reached for the day, then they're on pause again until the next day. So it's really about how many.
I understand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I understand. So what is the budget, you guys? I'm starting with.
Oh,
what is
the budget
you're
starting? Yeah, let me give you the amount here because we charged you. I think it was 500. Let me see. 500. Yeah, so it was 500. Out of that 500, we add 75% after our 25% management fee. So let me give you the exact amount. Okay, so it would be $375 that you are starting your campaign with. But we haven't started it yet because we need to get these details correct before we can start your campaign. Mm-hmm.
So you mean that my daily budget has to be what, 20 or 15 or what?
It's going to be up to you. We when we create these campaigns, we usually start at about $10 to $15 per day, but we have a lot of clients that opt to go up to at least $20 to $25 per day. It's really a matter of how you would like to spend your ads.
And this is the problem. This is the problem I want with you guys. I want you guys to set my campaign properly. When you're going to set my campaign properly, I will start seeing some reactions, I might increase my budget. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But we need to start somewhere. We need to, yes, we need to start somewhere. You guys have to create my campaign properly and put what you need to be done.
Exactly.
You see what I mean? Okay.
Yep.
And yesterday I was talking to you about the backlist. I don't know if the they're using backlist on the on my website. Is it on the Google AdWords or is it on the SEO?
Search engine optimization backlinks. Those backlinks are added to websites. So in your case, your website, we didn't create it. Did we create your website? Let me just double check because sometimes, it doesn't look like we created your website. So if we did not create the website, we promote it. But of course, if we're creating your website, then we add backlinks. That's all done internally with our optimization team. They take care of all the search, you know, the SEO on the account. But that pertains specifically to websites. I believe they also might pertain to the Google Ads. Again, I'm not sure because I'm not the one that creates them. They're a team that we have that create those ads. But backlinks are mainly for websites. They're added to the site. Mm-hmm.
And you see that you didn't put it on the website because you guys didn't create it. So you need to create a website to put the backlinks on it.
I mean, you have to be able to, you have to create it. You have to be able to have access to it, to the content. So,
If you guys need any access on the website because you want to put backlinks on it.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, we can't. Unfortunately, we don't do on-site SEO. We only do off-site. So it's not something we've ever been able to do, yeah. We can always offer you a custom website, but we can't alter yours.
Yeah. What is outside SEO, inside SEO?
Offsite SEO means that we're optimizing off your site, like outside of it. We're not getting into it. We're not changing any content or adding anything to the website. Offsite SEO is you know where we're actually logging into your site, but like I said, if we create the website, then of course we do SEO on our own websites because we can alter the content and things like that. But unfortunately, if you have your own website and we didn't create it, we don't have the option to log in, even if you gave us credit.
Okay. Okay. If you got a credential, I can give it to you. That is not a problem. If you think that it's important, I mean, if it's part of your job, I can give you the credential. That is not a problem. And also, I asked your Ben. I told him that next week or next month, you guys got to start optimization in my order listing, listing the address we're talking about. You see the address 402 Carl Street for that listing. You guys, I have to start paying you guys to optimize it as well. So I ask you guys to design me a website which will go with that listing. See what I mean?
I'm sorry. No, I'm confused. So we optimize every listing we create for you, but what listing were you referring to? Because let me check which ones we have for you.
I have a listing on Rockville, Same Construction Group, Rockville. Because this other Same Construction Group is in Frederick. If you Google Same Construction Group, you will see that we have two listings. One here in Frederick and another one in Rockville, which has the address 402 Carl Street, Rockville, Maryland. The address you gave me before, which I told you that is the wrong address. So there is a listing there in that city. So that listing, I intended to start optimizing it.
See. It's another location, in other words. Yeah, I mean, there is an additional cost, but yeah, no problem. We can manage as many locations or listings as you need.
I'm going to pay additional cost. I'm going to do that. That is why I asked Ben to design me a new website for that. You guys have to do it yourself. And he sent me a layout here, website, something like a template. He sent it to me that I have to take a look. So I don't know. That is why when it's not on the office, my things doesn't work out. It doesn't work because I don't know how you guys can program your company like this, that people can take off on the company for a long time they go, and now things got to sit and wait for them. I don't know how we're going to work with you guys like that. If somebody is moving, he's going somewhere, he has to leave direction, you know, to some other people so that the company might keep running. Now that Ben is not longer there, I asked him to design a website for me, send me a template. And now that template, I took a look. Nobody follow up with me. I don't know.
Are you referring to Ben? Is that what
Ben,
you're referring
yeah.
to? Yeah, he's yeah. like I said, he's not going to be here the whole week. He's going to come back next week.
I understand. I'm asking, how can you guys take responsibility of your company and put on somebody when somebody are not showing up? Nobody follow up with something you were supposed to do. Nobody follow up. But if that is, you have to keep your customer right. If the customer show interest on something, you have to follow up so that you can keep that customer not going somewhere else.
Yeah, I agree, definitely. And I'm going to let Ben know about that, because if he was aware that you needed follow-up, then it was, you know, he should have made that attempt. So I'm really sorry about that. But no worries. I'll be able to take care of your account this week, at least until he returns, and you can get, you know, everything squared away with him. But in the meantime, I would really like to just make the, you know, get your ads running correctly. So we'll set them to 50 miles around the address on file here. Just to confirm your business hours, when they should run. Let me just pull them up. Hang on.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
Can you? Yeah.
Sure. Okay.
Hold on just a second. Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay, so just to confirm, I wanted to confirm that the ads are going to run. Hang on just a second. Let me just go back to that page. 50 miles. So I'm just confirming that we should set the ads to run 50 miles around the address that we have on file, the new one, which is 188 Thomas Johnson.
Yeah, do you think 50 miles is not too much? Do you think
I don't think so, but if you want to start lower, we can. It's really going to be up to you. The smaller the area, the better, though, because if we're starting with $15, $20 per day, we really don't want to stretch it that thin. So I would, you know, if you want to start 30 miles, I think it's a really good place to start, 20 to 30 miles. But, you know,
put 30 is fine.
Okay, we'll start them at 30 miles. 30. And then what should be the schedule for when these ads should run? In other words, when can you pick up your phone?
Let me ask you this question. What is the impact I can have in my ad when it's turning on and off? What is the impact that going to have? Do you think
when
that
you're turning them on and off?
Yeah.
You mean like outside of your
Because when you set up Google AdWords, you have to start running right, and it would take a learning curve, right? For example, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, as long as it's showing, it starts getting maturity. You got, you know, improvement, right? Are you hearing me?
Yeah, I'm hearing you.
Okay. So, now that if we turn it off and on, so does it not going to affect the ad, maybe efficacy, how can I say?
You mean like the trend that it's going to have, like when they're actually running? No, it's not going to affect that. You don't have to worry about that. If you, just by turning it off, I know what you mean, though, because you feel like if you turn them off, it's going to slow down or you're not going to get the same result, but that's never the case. It doesn't work like that. These ads, they're specifically created to run only when, you know, when you're available to make the max or to get the max out of these types of ads. So it doesn't affect it negatively.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
We just want to make sure that you can answer, you know, the phone. So that's really what's important.
Okay. So that's it. So now that it won't go in, it won't affect you. So I was suggesting that my ad should run from 6 a.m. maybe to six to six. That is what I was suggesting my ad to run, you know, because I'm thinking that 6 a.m. is a better time for people to wake up to start doing some research, and they might place a call, at 8, something like that. Maybe I could have run it by 6, maybe 6 to 8, because people also might send, you know, inquiring, you know. What do you recommend yourself?
You said, yeah, it depends on, like, your industry. You're a general contractor. You do a lot of different things. So you're right. When somebody's searching, it could go into, like, you know, after their work hours or early morning. So, it's like I said, it really just matters when you can answer your phone. But if you can answer your calls until 8 p.m., I would definitely do that.
Okay. Let's do it 6 to 8 then.
Okay. So 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. Is that Monday through Friday, or are we including weekends?
Monday
through Saturday. Okay. And then Sunday is closed, of course, right?
Yes. Sunday is closed.
Okay, and then the daily budget, how much were you looking, do you have any idea? I can't tell you the cost per click yet. I have to wait for it to start. So I can give you that tomorrow. If you'd like, I can follow up with you tomorrow. But roughly, do you have an idea of how much you want to spend per day?
Actually, it's just normally, I don't know. Is the money available? We can just divide the money available for the number of days in the month, you know.
Yeah. So that you can do it that way. You can divide it by the days of in the month so that you can ensure they're running every day, even if it's just for a small amount. Or you can set it to like $15-$20 to start with, and then just let them run and see how long they last, you know, into the month, to see if maybe you need to increase your budget. Really a matter of what you prefer.
Yeah, that is another idea. That is another point. Maybe let's say we take $30 a day, $30 times 24. How much is that going to be? 30 times 24. We have $720.
Yeah, so $720, exactly.
Yeah, let's start with $30. We're going to see, you know.
$30.
Because,
okay.
Yeah, let's start with $30. We see if it, the money, until when the money start going down, you guys can let me know, you know, that, hey, your budget is running out. So, you know, and also we can monitor and tell me how much, you know, if let's say the $30 doesn't run out a day, you can just move the balance to the next day, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And whatever is not spent, it rolls over to the next day. And then, like, if there's days where you're getting good traffic, but you are at your $30 cap, sometimes Google will give you an extra one or two clicks for free. They don't even charge in those cases. So, so once if the $30 are not spent, they roll over to the next day, so on and so forth.
Okay. You said that some people start with the $30 or $20 or what?
When we create campaigns, we start anywhere from $10 to $15 and then let our clients adjust it from there. But the majority of our clients that are, like, really invested in these ads and, you know, are adding money all the time, they're usually at about $20 or $30 per day. That's the average we see. But we do have other higher spending accounts. You know, it just depends on the business.
Okay, so I'm on the average money spending the day, right?
Yeah, $30 a day, exactly.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, it depends on the industry, as you're saying, and how much, you know, the click might cost. The other click will cost in 50 cents average, the click. That is why you guys...
Yeah, no, I'm sorry to cut you off. But yeah, exactly. It really just depends on the cost per click as well. Because, you know, some clicks, if you're in a certain industry, it can cost you like $15 per day. But that's where we have those higher spending accounts. But just to be, you know, to give you a better idea, I'll be able to see it tomorrow. As soon as your ads start running, I'll be able to call you and give you an average cost per click, just so we can have a better idea of how it's going to work. Okay?
Tell me. Now that you switching address, why we got to be the learning curve, and how that going to work? You going to take you guys days again to set it up, or have you already set up?
Yeah, everything's ready to go. We're just getting the last, like, these last details, because they already took all day to review the account and, like, check everything. So they already recreated the campaign. We just need to get these last details ready to go. The only last thing that I need to confirm with you are the services, because we do have an extensive list of keywords for you. So we just want to make sure that we should be promoting these ads for all your services as well, right? Or is there anything that you want to specifically focus on?
No, tell me, what are those keywords?
Okay, so we have you under, your primary search phrase is general contractor, so there is a ton. We have you for general contractor remodeling services, house renovations, room additions, garage additions, office maintenance, home improvement contractor, construction company.
Can you wait a little bit? Can you wait a little bit?
Yeah, go ahead.
I spoke to Ben. I told him that with my budget, I don't think that it's recommendable to run all those keywords, because they got to be something expensive and run out of the budget if that's possible.
What I was going to mention next. Absolutely. So that's what I was going to mention. Because sometimes our clients, like, they insist on having the whole list of keywords and services,
no,
but, you know, it's not beneficial. So, yeah, you definitely just want to, you know, focus it on the ones that make you money. I would suggest, like, your breadwinner services. I would suggest focusing on that. What should we make it? What would you like it to, you know?
Okay. Listen, you guys... Secondly, my check, my competitors here in my area, where the zip code is located. You guys, that is how some other company does. They check the keyword, most of the keyword my competitor use, you know, which are, active keyword. And they see, you know, based on that, they might suggest me that, hey, look, this is the keyword, the most frequent keyword in your area. You know, which people are searching a lot. Maybe they go to Google, they put the keyword, and they see how often that keyword is searched in my area. They might suggest me that, hey, we think that if you use this keyword, it might be beneficial for you. For example, I was looking for handyman, because handyman might be a little bit cheap, according to what I'm thinking. I'm not sure, but according to what I'm thinking, handyman compared to general contractor, which is expensive. Handyman might be a little bit cheap to click. That is my point.
You can get cheaper clicks by being listed as, you know, focusing on handyman, but you really want to get the most out of these ads. So you really want to focus on, like, the bigger paying jobs. Handyman services are usually, like, the smaller jobs. So if somebody is looking for a handyman, they're looking for, like, a, you know, to patch up a wall or maybe fix a broken window. So that's where I see with my experience. But I know what you mean. Like, the cost is cheaper for those types of categories.
I can
check with our team. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Yes. Can you check? That's what I wanted to tell you. Can you check with the team and see the keyword people are searching in that zip code where I want to run my ad? And I will go from there. We can pick up maybe four or five keywords people are searching for general contractor. This, you check it, and you let me know how much the click might cost. You see what I mean?
Yes. Okay.
You're right.
No problem.
What you're saying. Yeah, you're right. Like, people, we need the job. We might give me more, you know, a little bit more money, you know, than you know.
Well,
and what I want to do is, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. You go ahead.
Another thing, based on my experience, is that many people come to you by handyman, and now they end up, you know, because people might not give you big job when they don't start small. Some people start small, they get a contact with you, and then they might give you something bigger. Okay, that is the point. Another thing I wanted to ask you, because in our Google profile, we put there that we're a general contractor, and also sometimes we switch it with a handyman. We put handyman, handyman woman, and handyman handy person. I don't know if by always changing, because I used to change here by myself. When on in our Google profile, I talk about Google My Business profile. Mm-hmm. There are times I switch it from general contractor to handyman, from handyman to construction company. So I switch the I don't know what I call it, the title or whatever. Does it affect, can be affect my campaign?
For local, you're talking specifically about the Google My Business profile, right?
Yes. The local.
Okay.
When I go here, I log in here, I can change the title,
yeah.
You know.
I mean, it's going to affect it, because when Google's crawling their algorithm through your profile, if you're changing from handyman to construction, it's going to affect your placement, because when people are searching for you, if you're no longer, like if your main category is no longer handyman and it's now, let's say general contractor, then they're not going to find you the way they originally would when they're searching for handyman, because that's no longer your main category. So it's not suggested, but we do have clients that do it maybe twice a year. That's not so bad to do, but we don't recommend you really doing it. Also, because it can cause like re-verifications and things like that. If Google thinks that you're just changing your industry back and forth, then they might want a re-verification. But I mean, you know, I have seen it done before. So I'm not going to say not to do it.
Okay. Because yes, I just changed it yesterday. From general contractor to handyman. I changed it yesterday. So you recommend me to put it back, maybe if I want to stay with general contractor, I have to stay with it, right?
I would suggest doing it and keeping it, yeah, because you really don't want to affect your placement with Google, because it's always recrawling the new information. Mm-hmm.
Oh, so what should I do then? Should I put it back? Or should I leave it? Because now it's handyman.
I would put it back, honestly. I would put it back, because you want to keep getting the bigger type of like jobs, right? You want to get like the jobs that make more money, bigger jobs than handyman. So I would suggest putting it back. We can always add handyman as an added category, but as the primary, you should stick with general contractor.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna do that then. I'm going to do that. I switch it back here. I hope Google will not now get mad that I'm switching back and forth.
It's okay. You're doing it. I mean, you just did it yesterday. So as long as it's not like, you know, you're taking months in between to change it, it's okay. You could just go ahead and change it back, and nothing should go wrong. It's only been a day.
Okay. So I think we're good to go. And you said we have a $30 budget every single day, and you got to let me know in case I have to do something. Maybe the budget is running out. Listen, there is something I was just wondering, because, for example, we had something like 200 and something click. We had with no, I mean, no reaction in our office. I don't know. Because the other company, I'm not comparing you guys, but I'm just saying that the other company I use, we have a lot of interaction in our office when people were clicking us. But what just surprised me a little bit, which brought my attention with that, your office showed me the screenshot where we had a lot of click, like 200 or 100 and something, 200 click without any reaction, without any call. That was just surprising. It was just brought my attention, first of all. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no worries. We're going to monitor this really closely, and we can always, you know, we can revisit this with you every week if you want, so we can, you know, review the campaign and see how it's going in case we need to make changes here and there. But no worries. I mean, you know, don't focus too much on the campaign. Again, I'm really sorry for all the mistakes that were made, but we're paying very good attention to your campaign moving forward. We definitely want you to get the most out of your return here. Okay?
Please. I want to do that because I keep telling Ben that I can give you that more business, and I have some other friends who have business who are just looking to see how you guys are performing so that you can jump. They can also jump on board. That is what I told them. I have my brother, you know, my friend. He has a company too. He's just looking for somebody. I told him they have to wait. I have to work with you and see how you going. Because I can't recommend somebody who I'm not sure. You see,
right.
That is the point. I'm too close to you guys to see how you got. I want you guys to keep close to my campaign, you know. You gotta stay there and see how things are working so that I can at least have results. If we have to increase the budget, because we've seen calls coming. When we see calls coming, we might increase the budget. We might get to, there is a company I was paying $2,500 a month. I'm telling you, for my ad. Yes. For a company.
Absolutely.
I was doing it. Yeah, so because that company was doing great, you know, and they went out of business during the COVID. That is why I'm suffering like this, looking for a different company, which I never get, you know. So,
gotcha.
And yeah.
Okay. Well, I promise you, we'll do our absolute best to make this profitable, and hopefully, you know, we're able to make it long term here with you, with Samuel. So, I'm gonna go ahead and follow up with you tomorrow regarding the cost per click and exactly what keywords are being searched the most, so we can start your campaign as soon as tomorrow. And then we'll go from there. But please expect my call early in the morning. It's just right now we've already closed. So our departments are no longer answering any of my questions, but I'll be able to follow up with you tomorrow morning. Okay, Samuel?
Okay. Tomorrow morning means what time to you guys there?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. We're here at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So I believe you're about 2 hours ahead of us. What time is it currently? Is it 6 or 7 p.m. your time right now?
7 now.
Yeah, so you're 3 hours ahead. So it'll be between 10 and 11 a.m. Your time. Would that be okay?
Yes, that's fine. So
all right.
Also check about the website I told Ben to do. You know, check about that and if you can, by tomorrow. Because I told him to send me some stuff here.
Okay, let me check into that. I'll check Ruben's or Ben's notes, and then we'll go. I'll inform you on what I find tomorrow as well. Okay. All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Samuel. I appreciate your time. You have a great rest of your day.
Last things also is like when you guys move my Google AdWords, it means that the payment also will be moved, right? Because Ben already gave me 2 weeks more for every all the mistakes he made last time, because he even made mistakes, because the last time I was complaining that you guys were asking me now to go to my website and put my address for Apple Map.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I was complaining that why did you not ask me that? You came to ask me after 2 weeks. You said you're going to give me 2 weeks more for the payment. Now that is the second another mistake you gotta make it. And now what is going to happen? Because I was supposed to pay my bills on the 18th August. You know. And now that you guys now reverse everything again, you know, I don't know how my payment bill gonna be. So that one, maybe I don't know. Maybe I will talk to a different person. I don't know.
Oh, it's okay. No worries. I can push out your billing for you the 2 weeks. I haven't checked Ruben's notes yet, but we're pushing it out 2 weeks because your payment is due on the 8th of August. But if we're gonna push it out, it would be for the 22nd. Is that okay with you? I'm not sure if that suffices, but I can definitely take care of that for you as well.
Okay, just put it there like that. No problem.
Okay,
thank you.
So we'll put it, of course, yeah, we'll put it for the 22nd. Okay, and then I'll follow up with you tomorrow again. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Of course. No problem. I appreciate your time. You have a wonderful day.
And your name, name again? Your name?
Oh, my name is Lily. It's Lily. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Lily. All right. Thank you, Lily.
You're welcome. You have a great night.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Bye-bye.